Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ on this lovely, lovely day, September the 8th. It hasn't been a lovely week for many people along the southeastern coast of the United States or the Bahamas, but oh my gosh, the earth is in such turmoil. It's hard to know where to live next. We pray for them, and I have been offering blessings all week because I know personally what it's like to go through that. I've been through it. And we will continue offering our blessings for them. So let us focus upon our gratitude and our needs, and we move into the blessing for the day. I see that Eva's on the line. I'm going to open your call, Eva. Welcome.
Hi, yes, this is Eva. I want to thank you all for the blessing that I asked for last week for the memorial for my husband, Charlie. It was truly a very inspirational, emotional, but also uplifting time yesterday with some people we haven't seen for years and some people that haven't seen other people, and it was a very wonderful time of getting together. And I appreciate that from all of you.
That's great.
Seeing us.
I know he would have been proud.
He would have been proud, yes. And it probably was because of my...
I'm sure.
our one longtime massage and energy worker who has been working with him shared that he had come to her in a dream. And he's so happy, and he's with music. And she said she didn't know him at first because... he looked like the picture which was on our program, which my daughter picked out from when he was probably in his 30s and was really, you know, into the music a lot then. And he, I just loved looking at this picture. I was glad she picked that picture because I hadn't really seen it for some time. And to see him young looking, and I said, I think he was really feeling good then because he could just feel that energy from him. And so she said, well, that's kind of what he looked like when she saw him. And at first she didn't recognize him. And then he started talking about the music and started dancing around her. And so that was very beautiful to hear and know that he is so happy. And, you know, when people come to me and say, I'm sorry for your loss, I said, well, it's his gain, you know, and I'm happy about that. Sure, there's emotions connected to it and in some respects, you feel a loss, and yet with the 18 years that we struggled with ups and downs, like my daughter said, it was a roller coaster, and she never liked roller coasters. So it was a blessing. And then the other blessing I had asked for was for my two friends who had not been communicating for several years, and they were in my home, and, you know, I talked about it and relationships. And
yes, I remember.
And they left my house last week after they came one day and walked out to the car together and were conversing, and it just gave me such joy. So thank you for that, too, and because I knew they would be there, both of them, and I didn't want to have two people there that don't know how to talk together. So
absolutely.
That was
wonderful.
So it was really a unifying factor for many, and I thought that that's what I wanted to happen and thought it would because of his memorial, because of the variety and diversity of people that we have been in contact for the last many years, evolution of our life, which I'm so happy for because I grew up with a very secluded or cultural, you know, living with a certain culture, and it was not easy for me to be with people that weren't like us for a long time. And even thinking it's not right because we were taught to be separate from the world, and of course everybody else was the world almost, and so which doesn't make very good sense now, but that was what we were taught.
Yes.
So and so yes. To see
you were a Mennonite, right?
Yeah, I was Mennonite. Mm-hmm. Then we got into an independent church, which was really where we got into all this music, but then that turned sour because at the end things just didn't go right. And, so So things got bad there, and then we left, and I said, I'll never belong to church again until we got Love Without End, Glenda. And then I was like, that really back to thinking that, well, yeah, Christianity is okay, but it has to be, you know, the real way that Jesus taught and not the way that I've been brought up with. And then also I recognized that
it's just a lot of the churches don't get it right.
Yeah, and
then they enforce their misunderstandings.
But they have a little piece, and then I realized that everybody has a piece of it, and if we can get the pieces together and put the puzzle together, then it starts making sense.
It does. Well, Eva, I am so happy for you, and I can tell you right now, you're in for a tremendous rocket shoot of growth. So
yes,
look for it.
I know that. And this funnel, which I just spoke about, worked on me just a week or two ago, and she felt me sprouting my angel wings. that was very nice.
Yes, and Charlie will pay you back.
Yeah. I learned I learned so much from him and from this experience, which was very difficult. Mm-hmm. But I said I wouldn't be the person I am today without it. So So you know, when you finish up with it, you find out it's worth it. Yeah.
Yep. It's true.
I have you to thank anymore.
Okay, my dear. I am going to. We've got some other people in our call.
Right.
So I know everybody is glad to hear about your transcendent glory, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But we're gonna hear from some other people too. Jean Marie, you've been waiting, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Jean Marie. Yes. A couple of things. I think there may be some new friends of mine on the call today, and I would love if you would, before we do the blessing, do the pre-protocol for that. And also,
okay.
For myself to have whatever had caught up with me this week to find its way out of me. I've been really kind of real sick for a few days with some bug. And I'm on the flip side of it, or get it crawling out, and would just like a blessing that it totally evaporate.
Okay.
And that's it. And thank you very much.
You're welcome. And God bless you.
Thanks.
So it's about time. You know, every couple of months I need to do a refresher course on the blessing, and there's not a lot to it for the receiver, but it's nice to know that you're doing it right.
Yes.
Sarah, are you ready to talk?
Aloha, Glenda, and this beautiful community.
Aloha.
I just wanted to first just thank so much of just my prayers and faithfulness, and God has just been really helping me. There's a few things that I've just been praying about and having so much faith that they would resolve, and they're moving, and I'm just so grateful for prayer and prayers heard and for faith. And so I wanted to just testify that, and then I wanted to ask for a special blessing for my friend, my boyfriend Scott, and he's just in a really sad place. He lost his dad a few months back, and it's just, you know, I just pray for him I know he's still in a lot of grief, and so prayers for him would be so appreciated.
Oh, okay, sure. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thanks.
Oh,
no,
bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Tony, hi, you're on.
Hey, Glenda, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How is your world going?
We're doing really well, thank you. We're making preparations and getting ready. In about a month, there's a wedding for our middle child. She's the first one who's getting married. So her name's Chelsea. Yeah. So we're doing everything we can. She's doing most of the work. We're helping out, but she's up in Oregon, in Portland. So we've gone up a few times, and she's been down here for a few things. But So that's kind of got us all focused right now on those events unfolding.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, it's lovely. We really love the young man that she's going to marry, so we're happy for her.
So you get a new son.
Yeah, that's right. I wanted to mention something that's going on both today and Friday. Today, exactly, during this call, like right now, the moon is exactly in the spot where it's right in between Saturn and Pluto. And they're close. They're only 7 degrees apart. But they've both been retrograde. And now Saturn is about to turn direct. And so Saturn, by the equinox, is going to be direct. And then in January, I think it's January 12th is the exact day, Saturn and Pluto will be conjunct together. It's like once every 35 years. And so that's a big deal. We've been talking about that, and we can feel it. It's been active this whole year. So the thing that was striking me last night, contemplating this, is that one of the connections that this is bringing is awareness of how we can be in whatever's going on, and yet remember whatever our response is, being be as conscious as we can be, and yet remember we're not being determined or defined by what's going on. This is something that Yeshua has told us quite a lot, and you've taught so beautifully. And there was this awesome discussion you had on this. You presented it on January 6th, because I called in and talked a little bit Saturn and Pluto. And on January 6th, you talked about how the interaction, especially with Saturn, Pluto and Saturn, it has this serious quality to it, but hugely transformational. And you use this wonderful metaphor of how gravity, we don't fight with gravity, we learn to use gravity. And I just thought that was so helpful, so, such a beautiful description. So that's up, that's archived, anybody can listen to that. It starts to...
What year was that, Tony?
That was
what year was that?
That was January...
This year,
and it was January 6th, so it was the first call after the new year, January 6th.
Okay. Just to recap a little bit so everybody gets the point, what I was saying is that no one argues with gravity. We really don't. We wouldn't want to come unglued from the planet. That's what keeps our feet on the ground. Unfortunately, it's what causes us to fall if we are on the roof and lose our grip. But still, no one argues with gravity. We are very careful not to drop a glass because we know that unless it falls on a bed or some other padded surface, it's going to break. But we build our life around certain expectations. So we don't have to assign good or bad or a benevolence or karma, either one, to the forces of Saturn. Saturn is just the law. It's the epitome of the law. Not necessarily structure, but the law, which is why it rules Capricorn. And the 10th house in astrology, because that represents how we come to the highest state of alignment with things that are worthy to be the law. Pardon me. You know, I used to think about, and I think every immature, by immature I don't mean silly, I mean young, soul, doesn't really want discipline. You know, a young kid really doesn't. They learn pretty quick what no means, but they don't like it. Because they want their freedom. They want freedom of movement. They want to want what they want and get what they want when they want it. That is very typical of any any young person, or I have a young kitten right now, and I can tell him no, and he looks at me like, well, I don't think so. Yeah, he doesn't like no. But as we grow into the fullness of our life, we learn that no actually is designed to exalt the highest places that we can go. And we learn to work with it in a constructive way. We learn that, for example, in higher education, we don't plagiarize. It will do us no good, earn us no respect, and give us no singular identity or integrity. It's not about it being wrong. It's about no being a guideline to prevent us from doing what doesn't work. And in the highest sense, Capricorn and the 10th house and Saturn take us to these high places of the mountain. And I would just say that on the highest place of the mountain, that's where you better not slip and fall.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Tony?
Yeah, it does. It does.
It's a guideline. It's a guideline. And until we're ready to respect the various dangers of life that require no to be the answer, we better play around in the valley, in a playpen. And that's okay too. That's okay too. We push our life into a state of challenge, and the more we push our life into a state of challenge, the more we have to respect the rights and needs of others, the more we have to respect the laws of the universe. And I did a webinar, which is one of the all-time most highly regarded webinars, which is called 12 Laws of the Universe That Always Work. And gravity was one of them.
Okay. Well, it's, I think it's a beautiful metaphor, and it really kind of, you know, it really puts it in perspective for us. It's very, very beautiful and helpful. And with all of this, we also have, on Friday, we're going to have a full moon with Neptune. The full moon will be conjunct Neptune. So, yeah, that's really nice. 'Cause Neptune is, basically, pretty much exactly sextile to, Saturn right now. Which is another thing that doesn't happen, very often. That happens, when Saturn is approaching Neptune, that's like once every 45 years when that happens. And, the full moon will be within 4 degrees of Neptune and, exactly sextile to Pluto. So again, Saturn and Pluto really close, but this full moon will have a harmonious, connection with them and a direct connection with Neptune, which brings in consciousness and our connection with the spirit. So it seems like there's a lot of really good opportunities. There's intensity with this, but really beautiful opportunities to open and to respect gravity and the things that are serious, but also realize, you know, when we can be fluid with this and, you know, what Yeshua is trying to help us understand to be our essential being and let go of everything that's not that, then we actually are a transformational presence. So I just find so much, you know, good guidance and helpfulness in all the things that you point us towards that help us to see what lays the groundwork for transformation. And that was also something that really resonated in your talk back on January 6th. So thank you again for that.
You're welcome. I guess we were into much of the same considerations then that we are now. So I think we've been working on some very, very large, important patterns all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And this, I feel that this is going to be a year in which many, many things are revealed that have been hidden before.
It's very interesting. Yes. You know, and it's so on the inside and the outside, I think that this is things going on. I've had some sense of that lately, more on the inside and, you know, healing and letting go of things that have happened. Some of them seem pretty big and daunting and, things that I didn't realize that I needed to process and was like, wow. But then it gratefully resolved itself. So there's a lot of grace when we're just available to see what God's help is available, you know, to see what is possible. Be open to whatever's going on and be open to the grateful possibility because you don't know when, you know, it's available to us and we never know exactly how it's going to come.
Well, the thing is, there's always the outside world, but until we open a window, we don't get to smell it. We don't get the fresh air that it brings. And I think this is a time and a season when we're going to be invited to open those windows and doors so that we can partake of what's going on in the outside world. Now, a lot of windows and doors have been closed very tightly for several years because of dangers.
Yeah.
Because of bad surprises that have happened. Terrorists and shootings and bad weather and fires and situations going around the world. And my suggestion to all of you is still keep the doors and windows open. I would suggest that you stay in touch with the news in short form, like the top picks on your cell phone or on your computer, and don't spend hours and hours with CNN. People are just driving the bad news in like railroad ties. they're pounding it to death.
Yeah.
Stay in touch with the world. Say prayers for what's going on. And they don't. Okay? Because for every bad thing going on, there are worlds and worlds of good things that are also emerging. And you need to keep the doors and windows open so that you can grow with and above what's happening. I don't usually share things from my personal life because I'm here for all of you. But I've had a couple of things going on lately that reveal a little bit of thought I think some people might be interested in. I'm fine. First of all, I'm fine. You know, I'm bringing this up because of what I learned. One is that, well, starting about 3 weeks ago, I was so dizzy I could barely walk. And I was seriously afraid there was something terribly wrong. And so I went to see my doctor, who then sent me to a specialist, who then sent me to physical therapy. And the upshot is physical therapy handled it all. But what I learned is what I wanted to tell you. They finally determined it was a very rare form of vertigo. It's a very rare form of vertigo where the horizontal canal in the ears that actually flows into the brain is filled with crystals. I had no idea that there were crystals in this canal, both of the canals that are horizontal. They're filled with fluid and microscopic level crystals that flow. And these crystals are valuable to our senses, all of our senses, for comparing sensory input and stabilizing sensory input, and then working like a balance point to keep us on our feet. Well, I have gone through so much stress. I asked the doctors, they said they rarely saw it. They rarely, rarely had a patient that had it. So I said, what do you mean by rare? I said, kind of like one in a million. And he said, okay, that's pretty rare. That's pretty rare. Is it dangerous? No, it's just rare. And I said, well, what caused it? And they said, well, an extreme trauma, like being in an auto accident could cause it, a concussion could cause it, or being under enormous stress for such a long period of time that your body never gets to balance itself out. So what happened is that the crystals in these tubes of my ears were clumping up down at the ends of the tube and not flowing. It took 3 weeks to get these crystals flowing again. But what I realized, and this is what I want to pass on to you, is I realized, oh my God, this is why we get so much information from crystals. We have them actually as part of our perceptual system. And then I started getting impressions and messages through these crystals. And it was just delightful. And, you know, as the therapist would turn my head one way, and I could feel them rushing down through my head the other way. It's like, oh, I just saw a rainbow. Those were the crystals. They'd turn it the other way, and the room would start spinning, and then it would stop, and it would be the brightest light, just like what went through a crystal. Finally, it's all fine. I'm fine. There was never really any danger. It's just that it's something I needed to discover. And I'm just going to pass it on to you, in case you've ever wondered, I wonder why I have such a fascination for crystals. I wonder why I could meditate on a crystal and get ideas or thoughts. Well, you've got them actually in your brain, and you don't know it. And it's very, very rare that any person ever has the condition I had, which would allow me to discover this. Now, at the same time I was going through this, I came across a little inspiration on Instagram. I don't spend much time on Instagram because a lot of Instagram is just people blowing steam and ventilating their issues and or just saying sweet things that are kind of obvious and they don't mean much. I think you know what I mean. It's Instagram is kind of it's a cross between professional advertising and adolescent reality. If that makes any sense. So but I do check it out because we make posts on Instagram. We put our essential oils and the things that we're doing there. Well, this one thing came up, which just blew me away. And it was right in the middle of when I was doing this therapy. It said, I mean, this is could have been taken out of Love Without End, but it wasn't. It said, love is the seventh sense that blows away the need for all the other six senses. And I thought, wow. You know, it's true, because when I couldn't get a grasp on the world on my, I mean, really, I couldn't smell, see, hear, touch when all these crystals were just
clumped up, and it's like I was almost paralyzed with dizziness. I just went on love. And it's like it was the one sense that carried me through those 3 weeks. And that's the essence of what Love Without End says, is that love was the sense from which the whole universe was created, the sense through which it's managed, the sense through which it's healed and reunited and collected and moved forward. And I thought, yeah, it's really true. So whoever posted that was really on something. And I just wanted to pass it on to you because I thought it was really nice.
Thank you.
Welcome. And as always, Tony, thank you for your beautiful perception of the universe in its grandness and glory. But we're going to move on because we've got two more people who want to ask for a blessing. We have Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Glenda. I have a friend who's in the hospital. She had to go through an emergency surgery, and her name is Betsy. So I would like to put her on the list. And the other thing is I haven't gotten anything about the latest webinar. So,
It hasn't been posted yet.
Good. Okay,
that so will be my work this afternoon.
Okay, so that. Yeah, you know, it's funny, though. When you were talking about the Instagram, my first thought to me is always, you never know, Susan, where you're going to get inspiration. You just never know where God's going to lead you and go, oh, that's such crap. I don't want to go to Facebook or I don't want to do that. And you never know where you're going to be led for inspiration.
You never know.
Be open for
it. You don't.
You don't. And also, I'm fascinated by crystals, and I want to say the last number of weeks, all of a sudden out of nowhere, and I was in bed, I turned my head, and the world's spinning. I went, what is this? I like you, unlike you, I did not go to the doctor, but I've been experiencing, you know, this dizziness, and I'm, you know, a crystal addict, I guess you could call me. I really love crystals, and, you know, I've been carrying some of my favorite ones, wearing, putting them in my pocket, but it's interesting that you mentioned the dizziness. I went, oh, you know, that's just something in the last number of weeks that's been coming up for me.
Yeah.
So.
You know, we think of crystals as belonging to the world of minerals. To think of them as part of the organic functioning of our body is really amazing.
I know they amplify.
It's fascinating.
They amplify thoughts, and, you know, that's maybe why,
yes.
Because it's part of us. But I never knew that. But I knew they amplify. They absolutely amplify. So
they do, but I always thought of them as external to our body.
Right, exactly. Right. Well,
no,
just so much we don't know about our body anyway.
Oh, isn't
so
that the truth?
You got a clue. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I know. I know.
Absolutely. So.
So, I mean, you know, really, it's a fairly new discovery, and probably 20 years ago, the doctors would have given me antibiotics to try to clear up a sinus condition when it wasn't that at all.
Right. Well, that's
crystals. Crystals out of balance. And it just took about, I would say about 5 sessions. Got handled. Amazing.
Wow. Amazing.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing that.
Well, you're welcome. We have someone from area code 641, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Lucy in Tucson.
Who?
Lucy.
Oh, Lucy. Okay.
Yes. And I need some prayers because I am having to move, and I'm having just a lot of challenges finding a place, and my body's just so stressed out. It's scary. So please send support. Extra support. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you are in our prayers. Okay, it looks like our queue is empty now. So
we will move into our blessing. It's time. It's time anyway. And here's, for the sake of those who are new, here's all you have to do. You just have to sit and receive. But you're going to be receiving the grace of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, in an energetic form, a waveform, if you will. And like any waveform, it's going to travel through the ethers, and it will be picked up by the receiver to whom it was intended. Very, very much like your TV, your Wi-Fi, your telephone. There's white energy everywhere, but through that white energy, little configurations are honed in on that find a perfect connection with a receiver. And so the way you make yourself that perfect receiver is you allow your attention to fall into your heart and pray any way you like to pray. You could pray quietly, holding hands, loud. You could pray dancing. Whatever for you is prayer is how you make the connection with God. Now, I suggested you be seated, but you don't have to be. Like I said, you could be dancing. One good thing to do, if possible, if weather permits, if your health permits, is for your feet to be bare, touching the earth, because this energy, like gravity, will be anchored into the earth, and it will be returned from the earth back up through your body. So this is not coming from me. It's coming from the Holy Trinity. I'm simply, you might say, a satellite that helps to filter out the signals so that you can get yours more clearly and all the other blessing givers. We found that having a blessing giver in a relatively close proximity geographically really does actually make a difference. This is why we have opened up the training to blessing givers, and we now have them all over the world. We've got almost 300 blessing givers all over the world, and not all of them are available every Sunday, and they don't all show up on our calls, but that doesn't mean they're not offering a blessing in their own world, in their own way, which is why we like to be coordinated at about the 30-minute mark on the hour, because a lot of people also cannot afford the telephone call. We don't charge for the call, but your carrier may charge, and there's nothing we can do about that. So we like to get started as close as we can to the turn of the hour. The blessing takes about 3 minutes, and when it's done, we would ask that you go and lie down. Just then, lie down and rest. Do not continue your prayer, because no matter how pure your prayer is, your mind will be somewhat involved, because your mind will form words, your mind will form wishes, and your mind will probably hold pictures of problems or desires that you want to have addressed by God. So just have a blank mind and be filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. You will get what you can receive for now. And let that be enough. Say your gratitude and your thanks when it's done. And the blessing will continue over a period of days. If you feel you need more, come back next week. This is always free. It's always free and open. And if you can't call in, then be here when the blessing is happening and do as you're doing now. And let us get started. I'm going to say my invocation to Yeshua, Jesus, Yeshua was his actual name when he walked on the earth. Jesus was not the name used until the 12th century, for those of you who don't know. I will offer my prayer to him, and then the blessing givers and I will open ourselves to receive the energy and the love and the grace that is being poured out for you. So let us begin. And I suggest that you begin with a very deep breath. Hold it in your lungs for maybe a whole minute, and then slowly release it. And continue doing that as I offer my prayer. Then you will offer your prayer. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for always being with us. Even when we don't see you or seek you, you're here to guard us, protect us, and to lead us away from danger, and to lead us into the perfect dimensions of our heart, where we may see life more clearly and beautifully. We thank you for your charity, your grace, and your love. We thank you for your inspiration to do better and to reach for more, to have more hope, and to know that despite all the bad things we see, the world is in your hands. You have accomplished that, and surely we will be fulfilled in your grace in all due time. We ask now that you be with the lonely and comfort them, that you be with those who are losing someone they love, to know it isn't a loss, but a perfection. We ask that you be with the hungry and show them there is more to be filled than food. We ask that you be with those who need to be healed and show them how to find healing, and who and in what way can bring that healing to them. We ask that you build us into a community of love, that we may be here for one another and always seek to be in your presence. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been delivered. Now, go and receive. Finish receiving. At least 7 minutes. Just you and God. Okay. Bye-bye for now. Much love, and I hope to be with you again next week.